I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
We did have a couple injuries. We had Xavier had his broke his clavicle, so he'll be out for a while. And Dayton Wade had to have surgery on his chest, ribs, so he'll be out for a while. So those are the two injuries you have. All the other injuries are stuff that we really expect everybody to be back practicing next week if they're not practicing right now. I thought he looked good. You know, it's a good practice. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of mental work, obviously, for the quarterback here at this point in time. So he's working through that, trying to get it right. We had a full day. We have a full work day tomorrow. Another full work day on Wednesday. Then they'll get 4 days away. And then we'll be back Monday in the game week. Certainly better than last year, for sure. You know, if we're going to make a direct comparison, I feel like we're in a lot better place right now as far as the preseason goes. Deeper, more guys playing at a high level, for sure. Definitely see that, and I think that's a good thing. You know, we're where we're at now, so it's all we can judge by, and feel good about that at this point.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach yesterday. Ravens back at practice, preseason in the rear view. Now you get down to 53, 4 o'clock deadline coming up this afternoon, and he was asked about where he thinks the team is at this point in the season. Let's stress the date is August the 26th, and they're in a good place, better than last year.
Not even close. Not even close.
But we've said this on the air multiple times, and I think a lot of people agree. John Harbaugh might not want to hear this. This might be the most talented team in the history of the Ravens. And we're talking about a franchise that has 2 Super Bowl rings this century, been to the playoffs multiple times, has accumulated all pros and Hall of Famers at the yin-yang in that process, been in championship games as recently as just 2 years ago, 2023. Unfortunately, came up short, as we know. But if you look at the team on paper, given optimum health, this might be inch for inch, pound for pound, the best Ravens roster going into a season that they've ever had.
I totally agree with you, Bob. I mean, you just like depth. Because to me, I look at the preseason for your depth, because your starters aren't playing, and the depth, they dominated. They gave up 1 touchdown, no passing touchdown, 1 rushing touchdown. They had 5 interceptions. And last year, Bob, because I just went back to look it up, they lost to the Eagles preseason. Eagles 16-13. They beat Atlanta 13-12. And then they lost to Green Bay 30-7 in the preseason. Oh, right. There's no way in hell that would happen to any team this year. They are too good, too deep. They have too many. I mean, you look at,
Yeah, I forgot about that preseason debacle.
Bob, they're starting outside backer, Mike Green and Ajabo. You know, their inside backers are Simpson and Buchanan. The D tackles are all big guys. They'll probably lose most of them. You know, and in the secondary, you got Armour Davis and Tampa. And then you got Kane and Braid. You know, I mean, defensively, you got a pretty damn good group. Better thing is fundamentally, they're 1,000 times better than they were last year because they're much better coached defensively, whether it be, you know, two new DB coaches, new linebacker coach, Chuck Pagano's there the whole time. Just looks like a whole different operation. I mean, they're a machine right now. And I just hope that when the starters come out, that's what we get from them too. Because I think they're going to start fast.
And it goes back to now the expectations. Look, they were considered Super Bowl favorites last year.
And the year before.
And the year before. Right. And a couple of other seasons in between. And it, look, ESPN, not to say they're the end-all, be-all of analysis here, but their panel of experts had the Ravens with the best roster in the NFL. So Super Bowl or bust, I don't see how it cannot be the mantra here. For the fans, I'm sure within the confines of one winning drive, that's the deal. Falling short in the postseason is no longer going to be an acceptable thing with this group of talent here. We do want to say, and of course we all know, if you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. AFC is loaded, man. Look at the AFC West.
Yeah. AFC West, all 14. You know, the Raiders are going to be better. You know sure. that. Chargers will be good. Denver's, you know, Kansas City. Yeah, they're good. Buffalo's good. And then, you know, Houston, we'll see with Houston.
Yeah. 2 years in a row in the playoffs, they've kind of underachieved based on preseason expectations, but they should win that division in a walk,
yep.
right?
You know, no doubt. And I think, Bob, if Aaron Rodgers, we'll know about Pittsburgh after the first four or five games. We'll know what they got a really good chance. They got a shot to be 5-0 after five. If we look at their schedule, their schedule's like, if they come out, beat the Jets at the Jets, you know, their schedule's not that tough.
And then you look at Cincinnati, just got Trey Hendrickson, gave him a raise, not a long-term deal, but gave him enough to get him on the field. So he's got a couple of weeks to ramp up and get ready for the Browns to start the season. So it's a daunting task, and the Ravens' schedule's difficult. Heading into the bye, they play what, five playoff teams from last year in the first six games?
No doubt.
It's a no joke scenario, but they have the roster to get it done, led by Lamar Jackson, who was back at practice yesterday. And seems as though, Vinny, all systems go for him being ready for the Bills September 7th.
It looks like, Bob, just kind of listening, the only one likely is probably the only one not likely to be ready to play. You know, and the thing that's a little scary too, Bob, is, I mean, Andrew's been out for a couple weeks with soft tissue, which I'm guessing is a hammy. We need him back, because if he were to go down during the game, all of a sudden, you know, you're losing your tight ends, you know, because you're probably going in, well, you're going into the game with one tight end then with Kohler, but then Ricard would be considered that. But if you're on the defense, you're not worried about him just because he's not going to run routes down the field.
Yeah, it goes back to the harsh realities of football. You know, a month ago, Ravens had the best tight end room in NFL. Now, if you're minus Andrews and likely, potentially, for Buffalo, boy, that diminishes greatly, doesn't it?
Yeah. And, Bob, you know what's crazy is how many yards rushing did the Ravens have in that playoff game against Buffalo last year? Now, I got it right here.
Let's see. I know they should have ran Henry, and they didn't. They tried to throw a pass to an offensive lineman. Yards rushing, less than 150.
176.
Oh.
They rushed it 30 times, 5.9. I mean, Bob, I mean, here's how crazy it is. The Ravens had 416 yards, Buffalo 273.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that disparity.
Yeah.
For sure. But what's the big glaring difference in the game?
Oh, yeah. And Bob, how about this? Third down efficiency? Ravens were 70%. Yeah, the three turnovers is what, 2 for 3 from the red zone. And they had 5 penalties and 3 turnovers. Yeah, the 3. Otherwise, they dominated both games that they played against Buffalo.
And the second half, they were moving up and down the field with relative ease.
No doubt.
I mean, they got a little, you know, tight in the sphincter there when it comes to the play calling, as we have seen in the postseason before. But Ravens are loaded. And we also heard real quick about the injuries from John Harbaugh. Cut down days today.
Yeah.
4 o'clock officially. So we couple were released yesterday. Some injury issues are going to dictate what they do with the practice squad as well, because some IR decisions are going to be made. But we'll keep you up to date on all of the transactions as they come forward here.
Yeah, and I mean, they already know. They're just waiting. I don't know if they're going to wait till 4 o'clock, but they don't want – what they don't want to do is – and it's kind of strategic – is every team's got to cut roughly 37 guys. So – and cut downs at 4 o'clock. And like you said, Bob, you waited last time, you know, till like 9 or 10 o'clock to get it.
Right, Nolan? I think I saw it with my morning coffee the next day.
So, I mean, that's why you – turn them in at 4, you don't release them early because it doesn't give teams as much time then to look over your guys. And to me, that's going to be a problem, I'm thinking, for the Ravens. They're going to lose defensive players, I think. I think they're going to lose some D linemen. Probably a corner like Martin will probably be gone. Could use, maybe there's an O lineman that goes, I don't really know. But they'll lose some guys.
And it's the unfortunate part of it. And, you know, John Harbaugh, Vinny, you lived it, of course, telling someone that his services is no longer welcome. Even though you're good enough to play, there's just no room at the inn at this point
in
time.
Bob, like when I first started, like my first year or two at San Fran, when I was, you know, at training camp, I was one of the guys that would go get him, get the player. And, you know, you go and I'd have to bring him to John McVay, who was our GM at the time. So I would go to breakfast. They'd be at breakfast.
Oh, you were the guy?
Yeah.
no, I haven't watched Hard Knocks in a while. The most heartless guy was the Bengals dude.
Oh, yeah.
He was give your playbook.
Okay. So I would go to breakfast, you know, and I would go right up to him, you know. Or if they were finishing, then I'd grab them like on the way out, and I'd say, John McVay needs to see you. And then, I mean, they know.
Sure.
At that time, then they walk down to Johnny Mac, and, you know, and then you have a guy waiting for them, and they take them, get their stuff, and get travel arrangements, and they're gone.
Yeah, but it sucks. I mean, these are guys who are really good football players. They've made it to that level in the first place, but, you know, you can apply your trade elsewhere. Hey, James Harrison's a guy that turned into a Hall of Famer who wasn't welcomed in Baltimore's training camp way back when, among others. I mean, the list of players like that.
Oh, yeah.
Is Kurt Warner. I mean, it's endless. So keep that dream alive. Cleveland made a couple of moves real quick before we hit the break. Orioles lose last night. We'll talk about that, of course. But Deontay Johnson, the Deontay Johnson era in Cleveland's come to an end.
Maybe his football career is over.
You would think so. Let's see. It was Carolina, Baltimore. Was it Houston last year?
Yep.
And then
Pittsburgh.
Well, Pittsburgh to start, but since the Steelers. Yeah. My point, he's four teams since the Steelers within basically a calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
And now Cleveland, who could probably use a wide receiver, found him unfit for their services. See, North report, by the way, talked to Daniel Oyefusi about that, and Kenny Pickett got traded. So the quarterback room, which once was a 40, is down to 3 because Watson's on the IL.
No, Bob, I mean, and you got a 41-year-old, Joe's 41, right? 41-year-old starter.
We'll go there, sure.
That can't move. So, you know, and he throws a lot of interceptions, you know, is what Joe does.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's so, for Ravens fans.
I mean, if he gets hurt, Gabriel's going to be the starter, and then Shadur's the backup. You know, they have a young group.
Yeah. Again, we'll talk to Daniel Oyefusi in about an hour or so. Seems like a flawed plan that they had going into the season where it was Pickett and Flacco were going to compete, and the loser was going to be Cundiff. And then Pickett got hurt, and Joe kind of won it by default, even though he did go 9-for-10 with a TD in the preseason finale here.
Yeah, I don't. Bob, it's Cleveland. I mean, that's what it is.
Well, the point is, For all you Ravens naysayers out there, and there's still, believe it or not, a small minority of people who think Lamar Jackson sucks. Be thankful. From Flacco Prime through Lamar, the Ravens haven't had a quarterback issue since 2007. Let me give you a calendar check.
Yeah.
It's 2015. Be thankful that you're in the situation that you're in. In the case of Lamar, you might be watching the greatest quarterback play to ever happen in the city of Baltimore. Orioles lose last night, had a chance to win. They didn't. Sagano hadn't given up a home run, and as Ben McDonald was saying, he hadn't given up a home run crack. Boy, he hadn't given up a crack. So he gives up two after 106, 107 batters, whatever it was. Orioles won for eight runners in scoring position. That kind of doomed him. Good news at Camden Yards tonight. Kyle Bradish makes his return for the first time since last June. It's cut down day with Baltimore with the Ravens. Orioles, we get into that as they try to play spoiler. Not really happening here as of late, but you get the drill. It's turning up Tuesday. Let's rock here on the Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the offensive outburst there a little bit, Kyle Bradish coming back. That's a good thing to see. But inability to get clutch hits in clutch situations doom the Orioles yet again. That has been kind of a problemo going back to the middle of 2024. BBT tonight at 5:30. Meet Jim Hunter and Nolan down at Pickles. Going to be a beautiful night again. Come on down and say hello. We had a lot of people stop by and say hi, including my friends Chance and Deborah. Great to see them. So get on down. Ed McDonald. So a lot of old friends stopping by. But the Ravens making some roster cuts today, getting ready for Buffalo. We're going to revisit the schedule for week one and the point spreads, which are all subject to change. But, you know, outside of likely, probably, Who knows with Andrews? We still have, you know,
2 weeks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, yeah.
Let's see. Who else? Alexander, Awuzie.
They'll all be back.
Okay.
You know, my big concern with Alexander and Awuzie is how long. You know, I mean, if you practice, you know, Alexander, he practiced pretty much all the way up until August 9th. Then all of a sudden, boom, he's gone for a month. You know?
Yeah. That's, and Awuzie had been kind of hitting a post on a semi-regular basis, right?
Yeah, but the positive thing, Bob, is Wiggins has been playing great. Humphrey's been playing great. Armour Davis is taking it to another level. And Tampa's coming. So, you know, they've got some depth there.
So that, but to me, if the roster stays status quo health-wise, and hopefully Andrews will be ready for the Bills, all eyes on Looper, man. You know that.
Yep.
And that's going to be a narrative that's going to be promoted national TV. Let me see. National TV, NBC. You think Justin Tucker's going to be brought up a few times to John Harbaugh?
If he misses.
But I'm saying in the preparation
for the
game.
No doubt.
I mean, that's been the big story of the Ravens offseason, that their future Hall of Fame kicker gets cundiffed. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rob in Baltimore. Rob, thanks for holding. How are you feeling on this beautiful Turn It Up Tuesday?
Hey, Bob, how's it going, man? Hey,
it's,
Vinny.
It's going.
Hey, Bob, we need to do Tesla for Friday. I mean, you know Tesla.
Sure. Well,
with modern-day cowboys.
Can't afford to drive one, but I know exactly what you're talking about band-wise. Sure.
Yeah, that should be the write it down. That should be the feature art.
Nolan, take that down in the 105.7 of the Fan notepad.
Hey, Vinny, when we talk about depth and offensive line, name a really great offensive line besides the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFL. I can't – every NFL team seems to lately – have trouble with their offensive line. I don't know if it's because of the way the college game was converting to the pros with the way they play, but you really don't see a great offensive line. And with the Ravens, Lamar helps the offensive line more than any any quarterback I know. I mean,
no doubt.
Nobody can. So finding the 9 or the 8 offensive linemen that we're going to see. I think you talked about it. They're obviously going to be picking somebody up off somebody who gets cut, most likely, if they don't feel they have the depth for the offensive line. I mean, would you agree with that, that they're going to probably waiting for the cuts, just like everybody else is?
It sounded like listening to Harbs. Harbs is kind of ready to go with what he's got. I think when you got the team that they've got and stuff, because I don't know that you can find a better backup tackle than Note Boom, who can play left tackle and right tackle. It's not like there's a lot. I mean, just look at, like, the preseason games that we've seen. And Mike Green and all of they've been running around, those people. So everybody has a problem. I thought that, you know, like, before Slater got hurt, they had a hell of an offensive line. You know, so the problem is you can't pay both tackles. That's the problem. And they make 30-some million dollars.
Yeah.
So that's the issue. And that's the thing, you know, with the Ravens right now, everybody's homegrown. It's a homegrown offensive line. And there's only one guy being paid. One.
Ronnie Stanley.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I just hope we don't have to get to a point where Ben Cleveland comes in the game.
Well, I think Bullock, I think we'll be fine. If Bullock has to go in, I think we'll be fine. He's athletic, and just watching him in the 3 preseason games, you know, and he can anchor in pass, which I like. So I think if Bullock has to go in, Bullock will be fine.
No, I agree. And my last point is, Vinny, hockey has a salary cap, right?
Yes.
NBA has a salary cap. NFL does. Can you tell me why baseball doesn't ever entertain that? Because we're talking about, everybody's talking about if Gunner, he's going to probably sign for $500-600 million. There's only a few handful of teams that can afford that in Major League Baseball. How, I mean, being an owner of a Major League Baseball team, I mean, it's got to be the most difficult thing because that's a lot. How many owners are going to pay that kind of money to one player? And he's going to be, you think Rubenstein, Bob, is going to be able to pay Gunnar?
He said Saturday they've got the wherewithal to handle those sorts of contracts. He didn't say $600 million per one player sort of thing, but basically saying, yeah, we can compete financially. Let's see what happens. But aside, yeah. Thanks, Rob, for the call, and Tesla Nolan for Friday, for Featured Artist Friday. There's a vote for them. There's also the salary floor.
Yes.
I mean, with no salary cap, there are the spenders and the non-spenders. Pittsburgh, Orioles for a long period of time, Cleveland, Tampa, always jettisoning players, and then building from within with the power structure of the farm system. But if you're going to have a salary cap, which will never happen, the players' union's too strong. It's like this big, giant monster that will swallow the industry whole. And they struck before. 1981, when the Orioles had the best team in baseball, they were out for 2 months. 1994, as we talked about, they canceled the World Series. They were that strong in their resolve. Salary cap is something that's not going to happen. But there has to be a salary floor, right, Nolan?
Yeah.
You have to be required, insert payroll, what, 100
mil? 100 mil, yeah.
You got to spend 100 mil on salaries here.
And is that going to then lead to maybe some undeserving players being overpaid? Yes, naturally. It's going to happen because we're dealing with stubborn owners here. And Rob's saying there that, well, there's a whole handful of teams that can't afford to pay a $500, $600 million contract. Well, that's simply not true. That's what the owners of these teams that don't spend want you to believe. The truth is, every single team in the league could hand out a contract like that. There are owners that just are not willing to do it. But they throw out this whole BS about, well, we're small market, or we can't compete with the Dodgers and the Yankees. It's never been true.
They share in all the TV revenue.
Exactly. They're taking that money that they get from revenue sharing, and they're not spending it on their team. They're stealing money. And I'm sick of all the lying that's going on, and I used to believe it. That's what makes me most mad about it. I used to believe all this crap about Orioles being small market. It was never true, and it's never going to be true.
Right.
Well, don't they get their TV money, Bob, each team? You know, like the Yankees get the Dodgers, they get buku dollars
from TV.
Yeah,
well, Masson, when that was HTS, that was kind of a, I don't say cash cow, but they were living large with that sort of thing.
Let me ask you this.
And the Orioles' whole wine fest was when the Nats came in and crept into their market share, but then again, they had reached that deal with MLB. We're like, hey, we should be guaranteed to make a profit. One of the reasons Peter Angelos agreed to let the Expos move is because, hey, you're cutting into our market share. Because most Nationals fans of a certain age were Oriole fans.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Do you think, if they go and pay Gunnar $600 million, let's just say, then is that going to be like I always say about quarterbacks? You show me a team with a $500 million quarterback, and I'll show you a team with no depth?
It possibly, but with no salary cap. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, there's language in contracts where you can, what do they call it?
Push the money. Ohtani did that.
Yeah, you move it a little bit. I mean, you get a big old chunk and all of that good stuff. But, you know, hey, there are businesses that aren't sports that have bad salary cap managers. But we got time for a call. Ray's been holding. Can we get Ray?
Sure.
Hey, Ray's a loyal guy. Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
All right.
I caught you. I'm on my way to the doctor's.
Oh, what's the matter? You good?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. Right. There's a little light stuff. I don't know who's listening. I'm popular, so people be telling me that they hear me on the radio, and they want me to, my family told me they want me to call more often, so here you go, family.
Well, take selfies of yourself at the doctor's office. They're always fun to see.
Nah, HIPAA, baby, HIPAA. But, what I was going to say real quick, man, so I know y'all got to get to a break. You know, they did a stat a few years back. If you combine the Orioles market, if you combine the Baltimore market with the D.C. market, Baltimore is the top five market. You know, at the end of the day, any team in the Mid-Atlantic can afford to dish out the kind of contract that Bobby Witt Jr. got because of the revenue and the money that they brought in. Remember, people consider – you know, I mean, baseball a regional sport because, I mean, it's probably more popular in the Mid-Atlantic than anywhere else. So when it comes to those contracts, I believe they can get it done. And I got two quick points for y'all to get to the break. Number one, the Orioles need to consider hiring Ryan Flaherty in the offseason because, I mean, he's one of the hot names, and he's a former Oriole when it comes to, you know, up-and-coming managers. And also, Vinny, got to ask you a question when it comes to the Ravens. When you talk about the first game, because I remember that Kansas City game, everybody was hyped. Everybody's hyped about the first game. Should it be a concern that the, you know, for lack of a better word, that the Ravens are going to blow their load, you know what I mean, on that first game? You know what I'm saying? Taking on the Bills because everyone is just so anxious that's to get out the way. What's y'all thoughts on everything I said as far as the salary cap in the MLB? Y'all have a good one.
All right, Ray. Thanks. Good luck at the doctor's office, by the way.
I would say this about them blowing their load in the first game. I think Harbs does a good job of that, and I think the players understand, you know, it's only one game. It's kind of like, Bob, when – you know, Iowa State beat Kansas State, and Kansas State coach after said, just one game. You know, I mean, they can still, every goal that they want is still there. Sure. If the Ravens lose to Buffalo, every goal that they want is still there.
And even if they win in Buffalo, right, which they're certainly capable of doing, I don't see them half-assing against Cleveland on the home opener 7 days later.
I can't see
that happen.
I think they're too veteran of a team and too experienced to let that happen.
And Ryan Flaherty will be considerate, I would think. I mean, even though he was more of a Buck Showalter era guy, I don't think that would make Mike Elias less inclined to hire him if, in fact, he's the best man for the job. Hey, who knows? Manzo could still get it. Come back, take more phone calls, 410-583-1057. Turn it up Tuesday. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, Ravens Wire, projected 53 with him. Whip around 11-15. And then the AFC North report. We're going to Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland as we're less than 2 weeks away from.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Start of the season. Allie wants to be back by September, so we got all that coming your way. Cut down day in the NFL. Real quick before we get back to the phone, support that 583-1057. Talk about O-lines. Rob was asking. ESPN, again, not the end-all, be-all, but they did their position rankings. Philadelphia, as Rob pointed out. Denver, Chicago, who spent a ton in the offseason.
Yes, they did.
To upgrade the O-line. Minnesota, Tennessee, and then the Ravens come in top six.
Yeah. You know who's on that number two Denver line, Bob? Powers.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
A guy who you didn't like.
I did not. I liked him the last year. But previous to that, he was on the ground all the time. And he was a little bit, he was much better pulling and doing those things his last year. Prior to that, he wasn't good. So, hey, give him credit.
Yeah, Denver liked him, and they paid him.
Yes, they did.
And it's paid off for them, no doubt. Let's go to Derek in East Baltimore. Derek, thanks for holding. What's up?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, Derek. Going? All right. How about you?
I'm good, man. I haven't, I told Nolan I didn't really have a specific topic to talk about. Just wanted to call in, chat with you guys for a little bit. Yeah. I haven't called you guys in a while. But, I mean, just my general overall excitement about the season coming up. I kind of was listening to Ray about what he said about, you know, after the Ravens play Buffalo, would they be prone for a letdown? I really don't think that would be the case. I think that with this team, I mean, just even going back to the playoff loss to Buffalo, right? Even though Lamar made the mistakes in the first half, like, I really feel like he's found something in the second half of that game. I thought in the second half, in the words that you used, man, I thought he was spectacular in the second half of that game.
Yeah.
So I think that Lamar found something within himself as far as his postseason play in the second half of that. So I think that the singular goal for this team going forward, I don't think there's not one game on that schedule where the Ravens look at that and say, oh, we got to have this game, have that game. I think the singular goal for this team is, we get through the regular season, and when we get to the postseason, we have to finish. That's what I feel like the goal is for this team this year. So, you know, just really excited about the season coming up. But one more thing before I leave. Ben, have you watched America's Team yet?
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to spoil it for people that haven't watched it yet, man. But, like, I think, man, like, Jerry Jones about to sell his soul, man, to get a football team, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, he was.
He
had no money.
Like,
yeah.
That was kind of crazy, but.
You know what? There were some pretty cool stories in there. You know?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was very entertaining, man. Suggest people watch it, man. It was very entertaining. But, Bob, man, love you, man. Football season's back, man. I'll be calling in more often now. You know, it's football season.
All right.
My wheelhouse, man.
No doubt, Derek.
Right.
Thanks,
have
brother.
A good one, man.
Always great to hear from you. Love you, too. And, I remember where I was when I read in the paper, this was 1989, before the interweb and all of that, that he had taken over the team, bought it from Bum Bright. Mm-hmm. I don't even need to see the documentary. Full disclosure, I hated the Cowboys when I was a kid.
So
couldn't stand them. I was a Colts fan. Hated Steelers, hated Dallas because I got sick of. They were the fatigue team. You know, I was like, oh my God, the Chiefs are on again. It was Dallas was that team and Miami to a lesser extent. Like the Raiders, I was always cool with Oakland. But me and my buddy Joe, rest in peace, Joe Griffith, and his wife Gabby, we went to get breakfast in the morning. So, of course, I always bought a paper. Cowboys sold. Jerry Jones fires Tom Landry. Like, holy crap. It was like in March of 89 or earlier than that, I think.
A Saturday massacre, they called it.
Yeah, it was like, oh, my God. Because Tom Landry was literally the coach for the entirety of the history of that franchise. going back to 1960. And he just came in and laid waste. Jimmy Johnson comes in from Miami, and he was all brash and arrogant from his Hurricanes days. And it's like, oh, man, they're making him even more unlikable than they already were. And then they got Aikman with the first pick. And then Jimmy pulled off the trade with Minnesota to stack them draft picks, which turned out to be a lot of starters for them. Not to mention, I think, when Isaac Holt became a starting DB from Minnesota. And within 2 years, they were in the playoffs, 91. Lost to Barry Sanders in Detroit. And then right after that, they won back-to-back Super Bowls.
Yep.
Then egos got out of control. And then, you know, the rest is history. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl since 1995.
Yeah, no doubt.
Nolan wasn't even alive the last time they won a Super Bowl.
Bob, you know what? Like, Jerry's arrogance, like, when he did sell the team, when he was buying the team and he was going to fire Landry, he flew to Miami to see Jimmy. Or no, Jimmy, he had Jimmy come in. And they went, and Jerry says, we're going to go to this. He said, I know you like Mexican, Jerry. We're going to go to this Mexican restaurant. Little did he know that it was Tom Landry's favorite Mexican restaurant. So they thought they were going to be incognito. Nobody would know they were there. Covered a paper the next day, a picture of Jerry and Jimmy sitting there eating.
Yeah, even throwing salt on the wounds. No pun intended for you margarita drinkers. But I remember Landry at the Cotton Bowl with Aikman. Probably like in what? January of 89, because Dallas had the number one pick and Landry thought he was going to be the coach. We'll be back reset for you here on The Fan.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.